then they'd run them on Tuesday then so that they'd use the electric irons.
Mm-hmm.
That played havoc with the newspaper when we depended on electricity. Well, we had a gasoline engine we'd use when we didn't have electric current.
Is there anything else they might have called it besides their washing? Maybe the same thing as what you might call a place in town you go to have your shirts pressed?
Laundry day?
Or was it just wash day?
I think they call it wash day. Mm-hmm. More of it, they'd understand it. But
what do women say now?
I don't know. They wash every day. At least my wife does.
All right. Well, if you were in a house with more than one floor, what would you call the things that you'd have to go up to get from the first?
We call it stairway.
Stairway. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the things outside that you climb up to get from the yard to the?
You mean the outside stairway?
Is that what you call it?
We call it a stairway.
Because
you know, a lot of the early business buildings had outside stairway.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call that area right at the front of the house where you might have swings and chairs?
Oh, we call it porch, but then of course a more sophisticated name would be veranda, but then we call it porch.
Have you ever heard it called anything besides veranda or porch?
No.
Have you ever seen the type that extends around on the sides?
Mm-hmm.
And that was still called.
That's still a porch.
Yeah. What about one that might be on an upper floor?
We call it a porch, regardless whether it's on first floor or second floor. Now you take our old hotel down there, it's got porches on the three stories. So we refer to them as porch.
Is there any name for just a little place, maybe no bigger than the width of the door?
Yes, there's a name on there. They call them a stoop or something like that.